This program is proudly sponsored by Holistic Therapies by Camille. Fancying a full body massage with cup-in therapy to help you relax and release tension? Go to holistictherapiesbycamille.com to book yourself in.
I hope you're managing to keep cool in this heat, folks, because it's intense, isn't it? And there's no end in sight at the moment, it seems. So hopefully we're all making the most of it. I'm Julie Kissick, and this is the show about connection and community. And as such, I'm always looking to provide you with useful information and insights. Today, according to Public Health Wales, diabetes is on the rise, with one in five adults affected. So we'll hear from someone who's lived with type 2 diabetes for 30 years, and we'll find out how she manages it. And we'll be looking at the impact the hot weather can have on us, especially if you're on medication or if you've found that your mental health has declined as a result of the heatwave. And as this is our 20th programme, I have a request for you. What else would you like to hear about on Joining the Dots? Yes, we've done 20 shows already, and I really hope that you've enjoyed what you've heard, and that this programme, for some of you at least, is an appointment to listen here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Our focus is bringing us together with information about some of the challenges and health issues that we might experience, and I'm very conscious that sometimes those topics can feel a bit heavy. So I've mentioned the option of having a good news section, and someone suggested to me that a what's on in the local theatres would be interesting too, and I can definitely look into that. In fact, it would be just up my street to provide you with theatre reviews. I was arts editor at the South Wales Evening Post when I was just starting out in journalism many, many, many years ago. What else would you like to hear, though? I did a quiz in one show. Who likes a quiz? If there's an appetite for it, I'll see what I can do. If you have suggestions or requests, you can get in touch with me via the show's email. The address is joininthedots@radioglamorgan.com. That's joininthedots, all one word, at radioglamorgan.com. I really want the programme to be useful as well as a good listen, and I don't think I've quite found the right formula just yet. So hopefully, with your help, it will evolve, because growing and learning is so important, and hopefully we'll all do it together. And now that I've got a bit more time on my hands, and I'll share with you why that is very soon, and I'd really love to hear from you about what it is you want to hear on this show. So don't be shy. Now, I did mention a quiz, and this is going to be a little bit ad hoc, but I'm going to throw some quiz questions at you over the course of the next hour, and I'll give you the answers at the end of the show. And one of them is going to involve Lionel Richie, and the question is, do you remember which Motown group Richie played with before he went out on his own? So what Motown group was he in before he went out on his own?
We are Hospital Radio Glamorgan.
Public Health Wales says that diabetes is on the rise in Wales, with one in five adults already affected. Type 2 diabetes can often be prevented, and understanding our risks can make all the difference. It's important to know that there are several types of diabetes, although type 1 and type 2 are what we hear about most often. In all types, glucose can't get into our cells properly, so it builds up in the blood, and too much glucose can cause us all sorts of problems. This information was produced by Diabetes UK to explain it in more detail.
What is diabetes? Diabetes is a serious condition where your blood sugar levels, also known as blood glucose levels, are too high. It's diagnosed from a blood test. There are two main types, type 1 and type 2, which is the most common. And lots of other types like gestational diabetes, type 3C and MODY. The causes and symptoms depend on the type of diabetes you have. Diabetes happens because of a problem with a hormone called insulin. When you eat or drink, any carbohydrates you've had are turned into glucose, a type of sugar. Insulin acts like a key to unlock the cells to let the sugar in, to give you energy. If you have diabetes, this can't happen, so sugar builds up in the blood. High blood sugars over time can cause problems in almost every part of your body, from your brain to your feet. So treatment is about trying to keep blood sugars within a target range. Being as active as possible, eating healthily, and going for regular health checks will help you do this. Some people will also need to take insulin or other medication and check their blood sugars regularly. Lots of things can affect blood sugars, so it can be tricky to balance. But it's possible to lead a full life. It's about being in tune with your body and learning what works for you. You can get more support from your medical team and us here at Diabetes UK.
So the symptoms can depend on the type of diabetes that you have, but the common ones can include going to the toilet a lot, especially being woken up with the need to go at night, feeling more tired than usual, losing weight without trying, an increase in thirst, cuts and wounds taking longer to heal, and sometimes blurred vision. The National Public Health Agency for Wales, Public Health Wales, spoke to Elaine, who has type 2 diabetes, and she's had it for 30 years. And she had an important message around blame and education. This is what Elaine had to say.
So I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes about 30 years ago. And I'd been to the doctor. I'd been feeling that as much as I was doing things, I was really, really exhausted after I'd done them. So I went to the doctor and I said, I'm really, really tired all the time. She said, we'll do some blood tests. I said, is there anything that runs in the family? So I said, well, on my mother's side, we have a thyroid issue, and on my father's side, there's diabetes. So she said, well, we'll test for both and see what happens. So when the results came back 10 days later, I tested positive for diabetes. I don't suppose I really thought about whether I was at risk or not. Initially, I just thought, oh, well, I've got this diagnosis. I know why I'm tired all the time now. So I maybe need to go and do something about it. I had the opportunity to be a coordinator for a peer support group that was just setting up in Thornhill. So a colleague of mine who also had diabetes, we both went along together to be the coordinators for this group. And I found because we were talking about it, and everybody was talking very openly about it, and they weren't talking about, I'm going to say, the medical side of it. They were talking about everyday living, yeah, and what happened when they used a certain soap, or if they used a certain cream, or when they got athlete's foot, yeah. All these little things that would come up. So, and I found that when I was doing that, because of the involvement, my diabetes was on a far better level.
And according to Diabetes UK, over 223,000 people in Wales are living with a diagnosis of diabetes. The last 20 years, it says, has seen a rapid increase in the diagnosis. This is due in part to a growing rate of type 2 diabetes diagnoses, with an estimated 59,000 plus people in Wales living with undiagnosed type 2 diabetes. On the Diabetes UK website, there is lots of information about diabetes itself, living with it, and the kind of support that's available, as well as the way that you can support Diabetes UK, which is a registered charity. They provide a confidential helpline, which offers opportunities to talk to highly trained advisors with counselling skills, as well as an extensive knowledge of diabetes. And there is a learning zone, which has advice on what to eat and how to manage your diabetes, as well as a Friends of Diabetes UK Cymru Facebook group to meet other people who are living with diabetes in Wales. And the diabetes information guides that the charity provides are available free to download, or in some cases you can get a printed version. So do check out diabetes.org.uk for lots of information, and there is a helpline number as well, which is 0345 123 2399. That's 0345 123 2399. Justin Timberlake and Mirrors, and a bit of useless trivia for our next quiz question off the back of that song, which was released from his third studio album, The 2020 Experience, which was released in 2013. Now, Timberlake married Jessica Biel just before then in 2012, but can you name either of the very high-profile women that he dated before his marriage? One was a singer and the other a famous actress. What do you think? They're both American. I'll let you know at the end of the show.
The water is home to unseen threats. Threats that will take your breath away. Cold water and hidden currents catch out even the strongest swimmers. If you find yourself struggling in the water, remember, float to live. Tilt your head back with your ears submerged, relax, and try to control your breathing. Float to live is a life-saving message from the RNLI.
I'm Julie Kissick, and that was the Electric Light Orchestra. And I've got another quiz question for you. It's sort of related to the band responsible for that song, the Electric Light Orchestra. It's loosely related, but bear with me. And this might be a bit of a trick question. So, Shine a Little Love, the Electric Light Orchestra. And I wonder if you know when electricity was invented. What do you think? And I've got another quiz question for you involving one of the female artists on that song, Elaine Page. Can you tell me which radio station broadcasts Elaine Page on Sunday, which has been running for 22 years? Which radio station broadcasts Elaine Page on Sunday? So while there doesn't appear to be much chance of getting away from the hot weather in the very near future, it's important to remember that high temperatures can affect both medication and medical devices. And the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, the MHRA, is reminding people about that very thing. Hot weather changes how our bodies respond to medications, and that could impact people managing long-term conditions. But it's issued some guidance, which it hopes is going to help anyone who falls into that category. So to stay safe in the heat, make sure that you store medicines somewhere cool, dry, and out of direct sunlight, especially if you're out and about. Know the signs of heat-related illness and stay hydrated and listen to your body. And take extra care in the sun if your medicine makes your skin more likely to burn. So the guidance says to keep medicines out of hot cars and direct sunlight, because most medicines need to be stored at temperatures that are below 25 degrees centigrade. But cars, trains and buses can heat up really quickly during the summer, and rooms with direct sunlight can get much hotter than you think. So even bags and pockets can get warm enough to cause problems, especially if you're out and about. Heat damage can also affect how much medicine your body absorbs, potentially making your dose too strong or too weak. And the guidance says that if you notice any changes in how you feel or how well your medicines seem to be working during hot weather, do speak to either your doctor or a pharmacist. And don't forget your medical devices as well, because these can also be affected by heat or humidity. And as we spoke about diabetes earlier, one of the examples that's given is that blood glucose monitors may give people managing diabetes less reliable readings if used or stored in hot conditions. So keep your devices and any test strips somewhere cool and dry, and check the instructions that come with them for any temperature guidance. And if your device isn't behaving as expected, try running a control check or speak to your pharmacist for advice. Now, we all know, I would imagine, the guidance around drinking plenty of water and staying cool in this weather. But if you're taking diuretics or blood pressure medication, this is especially important, because during hot weather, our bodies lose more water through sweating. But some medicines can make this worse or make it harder for your body to cope with the heat. And people taking diuretics or water tablets, as they're sometimes called, such as furosemide, are already losing more fluid through urination. And this can cause dehydration and mineral imbalances. And some diabetes medications, including insulin, can also increase the risk of dehydration or make the early symptoms of it harder to spot. Dehydration can cause dizziness, headaches, tiredness, confusion, and dark urine. This is particularly dangerous for older adults, young children, and people with heart or kidney conditions. So if you start to feel unwell in the heat, move somewhere cooler, sip water slowly, and seek medical advice if you don't feel better quickly. Some common medicines can make your skin much more likely to burn, even in mild sunshine. This includes some antibiotics, antidepressants, and skin treatments for acne or eczema. Painkillers such as ibuprofen or naproxen are also known to sometimes cause mild sun sensitivity, but this is less common and usually only a concern with frequent or long-term use. The risk does go up during sunny weather, especially when we're outside more. It can be enough to trigger a reaction for some people. So if you do take medicines, always read the patient information leaflet or check with your pharmacist to see if sun sensitivity is a side effect. Paolo Nutini's New Shoes and Macy Gray and I Try here on Joining the Dots on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Now, we've done something a little bit different today, because as we've gone along, I've given you some quiz questions. I wonder how many of them you've got right. Shall I give you the answers? The first question was in relation to, I'm just checking here that I haven't missed one. No, I think the first one was in relation to Lionel Richie and Dancing on the Ceiling, which was recorded in 1986, 40 years ago. And the question was, which Motown group was he involved with before he went solo? And of course, it was the Commodores. And I also asked you a question about the Wimbledon men's final, where Alexander Zverev lost to the reigning champion, Jannik Sinner. And I asked you which nationalities the two players were. And one of them is German and the other one is Italian. And there was a question about Justin Timberlake. Now, he married Jessica Biel, but the question that I wanted to know the answer to is, could you name me either of the very high-profile women that he dated before his marriage? One was a singer and the other was a famous actress. And it was Britney Spears and Cameron Diaz. And we heard from Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon. And I asked you, which radio station broadcasts Elaine Page on Sunday? The programme that's been running for 22 years. And it was, of course, BBC Radio 2.
We're your healthy choice. We are Hospital Radio Glamorgan.